All right, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk on the radio. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday afternoon on a rainy, showery, God bless every raindrop afternoon. You know, recently we've been talking about insects in stored grain, but now let's talk about stored grain and summertime with North Dakota State University Extension Ag and Biosystems Engineer Ken Hellevang. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon.
Well, this is obviously a situation that we haven't had any like blistering temperatures yet, but cold or cool grain that's been stored through the winter, that was no problem. How do we keep the grain cool and in good condition through the summer?
Well, I think what you just said is the key thing to keep in mind. The goal for summer storage should be to try to keep it cool. And some of the ways that we can do that, number one is to cover the fan or the fan opening. Surprisingly, if we get one of our good windy days blowing into one of those fans, it's just like turning the aeration fan on, and it will warm the grain with that hot summer air that is blowing around outside. So number one is to put some type of cover over the fan so that the outside air isn't blowing through the grain mass. The other thing is we get a lot of solar energy during the summer, and anyone that has been in the top of a grain bin knows just how hot it can get at the top of the bin. And we don't want that heat going into the grain. And so the second thing to do is to try to reduce the amount of heat gain that's going to come from the bin roof. And my recommendation is that we think of it similar to an attic of a house or other building. We'd like to see some openings at the eaves as well as up near the peak. That way, as the heat rises, the heat is exhausting through the top of the bin and in through the eaves or the lower portion of that bin. If we don't have that option, one thing that we can do is to install an exhaust fan on that bin. And we'll pull air in through vents and exhaust it out through the exhaust fan. Anything that we can do to minimize that solar heat gain on the top is going to be a real benefit, because the natural currents of airflow is actually taking and pulling that airflow down into the grain mass and heating the top, creating a perfect environment for insect infestations.
And the other thing I think that farmers really have an issue with is, as you mentioned, keeping that fan inlet covered to prevent just normal ambient summertime air in. It's like you said, heating up the grain just like as if the fan was on. Cold air is dry air. Warm air is moist air, moister than cold air. And yet, But nighttime air is moist, and so we've got a real problem as far as not only keeping the grain cool, but keeping the moisture level of the grain consistent too, isn't it?
That's right, and we can add moisture back into the grain as we warm it. When we cool grain for fall and winter storage, then the natural process is going to result in typically maybe a third to a half a point of moisture reduction just as we cool that grain mass down. As that grain is warmed in the spring and summer, whether it occurs naturally with the wind blowing through there, or if we're running the aeration fan, we're going to increase that moisture content. So it is important to be careful about how much warming that we do to that grain mass. And one of the recommendations that we have to help keep that top cool is to periodically run the fan during a cool morning, typically, you know, shortly after sunrise, we get a few cool mornings. By running the fan for just a few hours, we're going to take and utilize the cool that's within that grain mass to cool down the top surface of the bin, trying to, again, keep that top layer cool. There's going to be maybe just a little bit of moisture increase while we run that fan. But if we only run the fan for, you know, just a few hours, a couple mornings, the moisture content increase is going to be insignificant as far as storing that grain or changing the moisture content. Again, that would typically be, you know, less than a half a percentage point and likely even less than a third of a point.
Wow. All right. Now, this would be certainly another instance where layers of temperature cables would come in handy as you're trying to cool the upper surface of the grain. But is there such a thing as moisture cables in there, moisture sensors in the various layers of the grain?
There are moisture sensors available today. Most of those moisture sensors are actually measuring the grain temperature and the grain relative humidity of the air within that grain mass, and utilizing then those two that goes through and does a calculation of what the moisture content would be. So those cables are going to be very good at, you know, determining whether we're at 15% or 13% moisture, but probably don't have the accuracy to know whether we're at 13 or 13.5 even. So it's another tool that's available to us, but we need to make sure that we understand the limitations of that tool. The temperature cables, and today's bins, I really encourage people to have temperature cables installed, because those cables are going to give us an indication of grain temperatures throughout that grain mass. But even with the grain temperature cables, it's basically sensing the temperature of the grain right next to the cable. And there can be some changes throughout that grain mass that the cables won't pick up. So, again, it's another tool. It doesn't, unfortunately, eliminate the need to still do the management that we did before. We need to pull samples. We need to use the rest of our senses to look at, you know, is there any evidence of condensation? Is there an off odor? The kinds of things that we've been doing for years. This is one more way that we can hopefully monitor, and then manage that stored grain.
Yeah, well, farmers are really good at coming up with inventions that they like to sell. So I guess here's a project for some technically oriented farmer to come up with a temperature moisture sensor cable that you could put in the grain that would, you know, call your cell phone and tell you, or you could call it and it would give you a constant indication of what the various layers of your grain is, temperature and moisture content. So anyway, that's a project for the future. How about mold growth and insect infestations in the summertime, Ken?
Well, when we look at insect infestations, insect activity increases as the grain temperature increases. And optimum temperatures for insects typically are in that 70 to 90 degree temperature range. And so we don't want the grain in that range if we can prevent it. Get the temperature below 70 and some of the activity is reduced. Get it below 60 and we're going to, again, reduce the potential for insect reproduction and problems within our stored grain. And so that's one of the primary things that we're looking at, is we're trying to manage the grain temperature going through the summer. Mold growth certainly is a concern. We need to check the moisture content of the grain, make sure that it is safe for summer storage. You know, we may be able to store corn, for example, at 15-16% moisture over winter, and it stores very well. Trying to store that during the summer when we have some of that grain at, you know, temperatures of 70-80 degrees, that's getting risky. And so it really needs to be down 14% moisture or below if we're going to store through the summer. And they really need to just do some sampling, make sure that that moisture content is at a level recommended for summer storage.
Indeed. Wow. Well, people check the value of their bank account. They're always looking at the Dow or the the stock market and the markets. And I guess the value of that bin of grain, even though prices are down from a few years ago, that bin still is very valuable. So I guess guys better be checking it regularly.
Absolutely. It's one that takes a little bit of effort. But it is worth the effort. And you were mentioning some of the tools that are available today. There are quite a few companies now marketing temperature cables that either you can read at the bin, or they're getting sophisticated enough where they can send the signal to your computer in your house or to your smartphone if you're willing to pay for it. So it is a significant investment, and we can't afford to let it go to waste.
Right on. All right. Ken Hellevang, North Dakota State University Extension Ag and Biosystems Engineer. Appreciate the input. And, of course, keep trying to make life on the farm a little bit better. Thanks for doing what you're doing, Ken.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon. All righty. We're going to take a break. We're coming back more after this here in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio on Farm Talk.